Rabbi said, this is our last installment in our series over here on Hilchos Nida. And even though we prefaced everything that we said, that we hope that there are not too many chidushim, it seems that there were a lot of chidushim to a lot of people in the last three shiurim. And perhaps in this year there might be more chidushim for you, because this really is something that's a little bit out of the realm that men don't know about. But I did find that a lot of times kala teachers are a little I really should say this on tape, so I'm not going to say it. Anyway, it could be that there will be some chidushim.
It's dying. The battery's dying.
There might be some chidushim. Now, the issue over here, the area we're discussing over here is chafifa. Chafifa refers to the preparation that a woman must do before she can go be tovel, tovelas, in mikvah, and mitar herself mi pavas nida. Min ha-Torah, a woman has to be baidik and be ma'ayin in all her guf before tefillah. That she has to be clear that there's nothing that's a davar ha-chaitzitz on her, that there's nothing that could possibly be chaitzitz on her. Now, from the Gemaras and Erevin and Sukkah, you're all familiar that midaraisa, the thing that's chaitzitz, is rubai ha-makbid. Right? Something that a woman is makbid on, and it covers right of guf, that's deraisa. And midrabanan, the rabbanan mugayzer on rubai she'ena makbid and miut hamakbid. Right? If it's something that she's not makbid and it covers right of guf, that's also a chaitis midrabanan. And a miut hamakpedes is also going to be something that is chaitis. So she has to be careful, but certainly lechatchila, there should be lechatchila, nothing that is chaitzitz, even if it's not a davar that she's not makbid on, not makpedis on. This is only talking b'diyevet, but lechatchila, she has to be ma'ayin, to be able to be tovel, she has to make sure that there are no knots in her here, and that there's nothing that's a chaitzitz upon her. Now, that is being ma'ayin and looking at her guf. The Gemara in Nida tells us that Ezra ubeis dinoi lemisakein, that a woman should be choifefes every single mokoin sar, any part of her guf that has here, sar haroish, sar beis hashechi, her underarms, and the mokoin her erva. Okay, and she should do it b'mayim chamin, and she has to comb her hair and comb the straighten the hair so the hair does not become entangled, because a tangle in here can be a chatzitza. Okay? She could do it b'mayim chamin or that, or really make her adin, as long as she does it with her hand, yafa yafa, it's okay. Lahalocha, b'zman hazeh, we're noyeg, a woman is noyeg, to comb the hair with a comb, and all other hair, she's mafrid, and she makes sure that any hair on her guf is separate, and there's no entanglement on her guf. Now, she has to walk, Meyikur Hadin, she has to wash all those areas with water. We are Nayeg. B'nai Yisrael are Nayeg to put all their guf and b'chayfif, their whole guf, in Mayim Chamin, in hot water. Now, the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says that Chafifa should be for a shah, for an hour. There is a machlokes in the Paiskim if this means an actual hour, or does this mean be'erech an hour? Certainly, her soaking in the tub. Now, chafifa does not only include sitting in a tub. Chafifa includes filing her nails, flossing her teeth. Her teeth must be flossed, okay? And all those other things that before being in a bathtub, that's also a requirement of chafifa. Now, this shaila came up this summer. There was somebody in a bungalow colony. And bungalow colonies are notorious for their wonderful maintenance. And in this bungalow colony, the water was not only rusty water, but the water was not hot. They had no hot water Erev Shabbos. What? It always happens that way. No hot water Erev Shabbos. So what do you do? The woman had to go to the mikveh that night. What is she supposed to do? So the truth is that it's a pretty shverish shaila, but I found that the Paiskim say that Vishas HaTchak, in the later Paiskim, if you use soap, if a woman uses soap, the reason why Mayim Chamin are used is because cold water causes knots, and cold water causes things to become harder and not softer. But soap cuts through everything. So if a woman would use soap in that situation, that's why I put it over here in hot water. What if there's no hot water? If a person is in such a situation, as long as she uses soap the whole time and she soaps herself, that would be a kosher, a chafifa, it'll be fine. Okay. Now, when is a woman supposed to do chafifa? Okay. This is a major machloikis rishonim. Okay. This is a major machlokes on a regular tefillah. That's the C1 over here. On a regular day of tefillah, she's going mashallah. The wife is going to mikveh tomorrow night. When is she supposed to do chafifa? Now, there are two positions in the Rishonim. Rashi Shita is the best time to do chafifa is during the day. Why? Because if you do chafifa at night, the woman has to run to do the tefillah. So she's going to rush through the tefillah and she's not going to be careful about it's rush to do chafifa and she's not going to be careful about her chafifa. The She'iltis says fakert. The She'iltis says that the idea is that we want the chafifa to be closest to the tefillah. Because the closer the chafifa is to the tefillah, the less possibility there is of something that will come upon her guf, that will be a chatzitza between the chafifa and the tefillah. So, what's the halacha? What are we supposed to do? What is one supposed to do? The minig is ikir chafifa b'yayim. A woman should start her chafifa by day, okay? And she should continue the chafifa into the night until, that's the optimal situation. Continue it into the night until she has to go to the mikveh, and then she goes to the mikveh and she's tovelis. Now, many times, this is an impractical thing. Many times a woman is at work, it's an early winter, it's winter, it's early night, so a woman is, what should a woman do? So, even if she doesn't have a chance to do chafifa during the day, she certainly can do the chafifa at night as long as she doesn't rush. And the later svarim write to mikveh ladies, and they say, you know, sometimes you have this, there's a backlog in the mikveh. I've never been there, but I've heard there's a backlog and they have to rush. People have to wait. The worst thing they could do is knock on the door and say, are you ready? Because that rushes a person should not feel any pressure. Or feel pressure about coming, you know, doing the chafifa. But what a woman should do in order to be mekayim the other din, that the person to do chafifa b'yayim, so she could sit at her desk, she could file her nails, as long as her boss is not looking, or your face in the bathroom, do some sort of preparation to prepare herself for the chafifa, for the tefillah, that it can be the haskalah of the chafifa b'yayim, and then go and continue with balayim. Now, there is a major thing, and I believe this is taught incorrectly in some places, and it bothered me the first time I found out, and I've heard it many, many times. What happens if a woman is supposed to go to mikveh Matzai Shabbos? When does she do her chafifa? The halacha is that a woman should do her chafifa since ikar chafifa b'yayim. A woman should do the chafifa erev Shabbos. Okay, she should take her bath erev Shabbos. She should do most of her preparations on Shabbos, on erev Shabbos. Matzai Shabbos, she can take a shower. She flosses her teeth. She combs her hair. She gets ready quickly, and she can go to the mikveh. Okay, she can do the chafifa erev Shabbos. Normally, a woman during the day of chafifa. Now, this is true, by the way. Even if lamashal, let's say she's going to mikveh Matzai Shabbos, and it's a 2-day yomtiv. Let's say yomtiv is Friday. So if yomtiv is Friday, and Shabbos is the next day, the second day, Friday Shabbos. She does a chafifa on Thursday. She does a chafifa on Thursday and go to mikveh Matzai Shabbos. Okay. I'm missing something. If it's a 3-day yomtiv, if it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, then already that's too far away from the from going to the mikveh, and then she should take her bath on Matzai Shabbos. Yes? Most of it should be done on Friday. She should do very little on Friday that night. She should take a shower and go. Okay. Now. Fine. Normally, I'm just going to go through the order of the sheets over here. Normally, so let's talk about this. A few years ago, somebody asked me, Shaila, and sometimes a woman wants to go and she wants to take a waxing, right? Before she goes to the mikveh, she wants to wax any excess hair that she has on her guf. The halacha is, Rama brings it in Shulchan Aruch, that there are many, there are activities a woman is supposed to refrain from the day she goes to the mikveh. These activities include kneading dough, because dough sticks to the body and sticks to the hands. Okay? There's a minig. The minig is not to eat meat the day a person goes to the day a woman goes to the mikveh. She should not eat meat because meat gets stuck in the hands. There's also a person shouldn't be, a woman should not be handling neiros. Neiros of shaiva, of wax, because wax adheres to the guf. So based on this Ramah, a woman should not go for a waxing the day she's going to the mikveh, the night following that she's going to the mikveh. If she wants to go for a wax, she should go either the day before, or she should go the day after the mikveh, whatever, but she should not go before she goes to the mikveh. Okay. Now, lahalacha, the minig of not eating meat is only if it's not, the day is not Shabbos or Yom Tov. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's mutter. What about chicken? Chicken is mefurish, that chicken is mutter. It's only beef, that beef gets very, very much stuck in someone's teeth, and not chicken. Now, the halacha is that after a woman goes to chafifa, after a woman does her chafifa, well, this, of course, we're talking about the immediate chafifa, we're not talking about if it happened on Erev Shabbos, a woman is not allowed to eat. That after chafifa, a woman should not eat between the chafifa and the going to the mikveh and the tefillah. Now, there's a big machloikis, it's a diik in the Ramah, what's the halacha about drinking? Is a woman allowed to drink? The Mokka Chayim says that since the Ramah only says, ein lo lechel, bein rechitza l'tefillah, so that's mashma that drinking is mutter. Okay? However, the Darkei Tshuva paskins that drinking is usur because we're afraid that there might be some residue, some oily residue from the drink, whatever drink you were talking about, and therefore it could get stuck on her hand, and therefore it could be chaitzitz, and therefore she would have to do a whole, she would have to wash that off. The velt, what? I guess if she's drinking it, gets spilled on her, when the cup, the outside of the cup. So, lemoshul, when we're noyig, the minig is, of course, water and soda and the like is not a problem. But if she wants to have a cup of soup, or something like that, she should not do that, she should not have that after Chafif. Okay. Now, there are many, many shailas that come up l'gabi chatzitza. L'mashal, there's an issue of stitches. I just want to make you aware, because every situation is different, depends where the stitches are, depends what kind of stitches they are. An issue of stitches, many times people have implants put in, or they have an extraction of a tooth, and they have stitches in their mouths. A mouth, anything in the mouth is a chaitzitz, okay? What is it? Kol haroi lebila ein bila makeves. The halach is, if a woman doesn't have to open her mouth, but it has to be roi, that the mayim has to be able to get in there, sugya in menachis, Rabbi Yisrael. Kol haroi lebila, what? Yeah. Oh, yeah. What? Okay, so it depends. See, this all has to do with the makeves and not makeves. Most shittas hold that that's not a problem. But the shaila really is a very, very, very big shaila. It's a big machlokes apoiskin. What about temporary fillings? Now, permanent fillings, kemat all poiskin hold, except if you walk around Yerushalayim, you'll see a lot of toothless women. That the reason really is because they do not drill, that they do not have fillings in their teeth. That's what you're looking at. I think it's the truth. I'm serious. Especially real briskers do not. Their teeth fall out. They don't fill their teeth because they hold it so they. The shaila is a temporary filling, really. The permanent filling is not a problem. The shaila is a temporary filling. Reb David Feinstein told me, and it's printed also, but he told me that his father was very, very, very much makel. He held it that a temporary filling is not a problem. Okay. Now, of course, contact lenses and the like are chatzitzis. I'd like to mention something else that seems to. Unless they're coming out that day, it's not really not a problem. Okay. And again, it's a question of being okay. Now, I'd like to mention something that was a chiddush to quite a few people. The last Ramah in Siman Reish Aleph mentions that a woman is not allowed to be nichmas into the merchatz after she goes into the mikveh, after she's tavelis. This is based on a gzera that the chachamim were geyser on Tumas and Tyrus. They were geyser that if a person is not allowed to go to merchatz after he goes and he doesn't retire himself, because people are going to say that the tahira was from the merchatz and not from the mikveh. So, lahalacha, the Ramah brings this legabe nida also. So if a woman goes to mikveh, the Ramah clearly says that she should not be nichnas into a merchatz, she should not go and bathe after the mikveh. Now, seemingly, it's very clear, if you look at Ramosha and Tshuva also, okay, the Pashtus, and I did a little bit of research in it because it was such a chiddush to so many people, I did a little bit of research in it. Kimat noch everybody, a woman should really not take a shower, l'chadchila, after she goes to the mikveh. Even though the lashon over there is that it's a merchatz, but a merchatz, it's clear from the Ramah that the merchatz was not in the same place as the mikveh. So clearly she's going from the mikveh to a merchatz. Now let's say she's going from the mikveh to a house. Is that the same thing? So pashas, I mean, without any evidence to the contrary, l'chayra, it should be fall under the same zera. However, I did find from Shlomo Zalman, that Shlomo Zalman held that b'makom hatzorich, and many hold b'makom hatzorich this way. Rosh Hashanah says b'furish that l'maisa, if it's not in the makom hatfila, or it's in the home, so one could be mekel. So b'makom hatzorich, one can be mekel in this situation. But l'chatfila, it is certainly not the best thing to do. It seems to be pashut in our so, but certainly. No woman should ever go after the mikveh and go back into the changing room, into the preparation room, and take a shower. That nobody is matzeh. That no, there's no kula b'chlal for, and a person should certainly not do that. That would not be matzeh. There's another thing I'd like to mention. We spoke about harchokis, and then I'd like to discuss. I heard a rumor that I was speaking about something, so maybe I'll speak about it a little bit. But one thing I'd like to discuss. We spoke about the harchokis of nida. We spoke about all the different things that a woman can't do for her husband, and a husband can't do for her wife. A wife. There's one thing that really is not negeya to Hilchus Nida, but it's very much negeya to Hilchus Snias. It's very much negeya to the Hanhaga of how a man and wife are supposed to handle themselves in public. The Nemuka Yosef in Baba Basra, which is brought by the Ramon in Eben Ezer, says the following thing. A man and a woman are not allowed to show amorous, do maise ava, okay, show chiba ditzibur, karabit. In front of other people, it is usur, 100%, it's a ramah. This is not a hanhoga, it's not a minig, it's not a this, it's not a frumkeit, it's a ramah in Shulchan Aruch. And by the way, the case that the Ramu Yosef was talking about, the ramah brings, is, for some reason, this was considered a very, very romantic type of thing to do, to pick the lice out of your spouse's hair. Okay, if you remember the Gemara Baba Basra, the Gemara brings the Maisa with other Marishin, with Chava, that they were being Mephi, they were taking the lice out of each other's hair. So, and that's what the Nachash saw, and that's what's brought about the entire Chet. So, showing Chiba, the Tzib Barabim, is something that's awesome. For a Frum Yid to walk in the street, certainly a Boyger Yeshiva, a Ben Taira, but certainly someone who wants to follow the Shulchan Aruch, to holding for a man and wife to be holding hands in public, is 100% usur mitama shulchan aruch from the Ramah. One is not allowed to do that. It's not proper. It's not proper on many, many different levels. If I may say, on many different levels, it's usur. It's not proper. A person's chiba for his wife should be boundless. And it doesn't have to be announced to the street. It doesn't have to be shown to everyone. That belongs in private. That belongs between Bein Ish l'Ishta. And you should know it happens to be another one of the things that comes from the Umasa that we see the Umasa Island. They show people show their chiba in public and they're kissing and hugging and all these things. And you want to know something? In my very minuscule experience, I haven't seen your moments like that. I have word retrieval problems. I don't know what's wrong with me. But l'maisa, it's all. Many times I find that couples that you think are mamish the closest and they mamish they show such chibur givaldik, at the end of the day, it ain't too good when they're together, when they're alone. That's showing, I don't know, it's like an insecurity or something. People, and one thing I want to tell you something.
I really should show this.